Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. The Catholic Defender, the promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to St. Margaret Mary Alacay. Tonight, we're discussing promise number five. Number five, I will pour abundant blessings on all their undertakings. Jesus is promising spiritual blessings and temporal blessings that are for our greater good. Consider Luke 18, 24 through 30 states, Jesus looked at him, now sad, and said, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard this said, "Then who can be saved?" And he said, "What is impossible for human beings is possible for God." Then Peter said, "We have given up our possessions and followed you." He said to them, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not receive back an overabundant return in this present age and eternal life in the age to come." The important point that Jesus is conveying to his apostles is that he takes the faithfulness of his people and will provide for their necessities. This is to include temporal blessings, but should not be confused with some of these people who teach that the gospel offers riches and fortunes. That is not what the Catholic Church teach. Our Lord revealed to St. Margaret Mary Alacay, "My loving Savior once assured me that he kept in eternal remembrance whatever a soul has done for the glory of his Sacred Heart, and that not only would he recompense that person himself, but also all his relatives and friends and those in whom he was in any way interested." According to St. Margaret Mary Alacay, Jesus includes family members and friends. That is amazing. The devotion to the Sacred Heart is wanting to bless us and our loved ones. John 14:27 states, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." We are not to worry about things we cannot control. But Jesus, in offering his peace, he also tells us to not be afraid or troubled because the Lord will aid us in our undertakings. In my own life, I can look back and see how the Lord was with me throughout all my issues and struggles. I've been hit with everything but the kitchen sink. And recently, I have to include the kitchen sink. I was driving down the highway when a sheet of plywood came off a truck and hit the bumper of my car, causing me to get another one. We had a storm knocking out a window and blew up my porch door, causing damage. It seems that over and over, I have something that always causes a problem. But despite this, I seem to always get by. I'm thankful for all the blessings I have received. St. Margaret Mary wrote to her spiritual advisor, "My divine Savior gave me to understand that through means of this admirable devotion, souls will experience the blessings of heaven and all their enterprises." Prayer to the Sacred Heart for help to forgive. Lord Jesus, my heart feels like an impenetrable stone as I'm struggling to forgive, fill in the blank. Please trade my hardened heart for one that flows with mercy like your own. Give me the grace to let go of bitterness, the desire for revenge, and the need for an apology. Set me free from the captivity of my own forgiving, unforgiving heart, and fill me with your healing love. Amen. Prayer of thanksgiving and praise to the Sacred Heart. Lord, you deserve all honor and praise because your love is perfect and your heart sublime. My heart is filled to overflowing with gratitude for the many blessings and graces you've bestowed upon me and those whom I love. Forever undeserving, may I always be attentive and never take for granted the gifts of mercy and love that flows so freely and generously from your Sacred Heart. Heart of Jesus, I adore you. Heart of Jesus, I praise you. Heart of Jesus, I thank you. Heart of Jesus, I love you forever and always. Amen. And we'll end with prayers in Latin, the language nailed to the cross. The Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the glory be. Nomine Patri Filii Spiritui Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in Caelo, et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debite nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in temptationem, sed libera nos da malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tua Maria, Vista benedictus, fructus ventris tui, Iesum. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis, peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri, Filio, Spiritui Sancto, sicut in erat et in principio, et nunc et in per in saecula, saeculorum. Amen. Nomine Patri, Filii, Spiritui Sancti. Amen.
Amen.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Johnny Cash came out with I Walk the Line in 1956, and I was born in 1956. So I can truly say that because of my mother and the Holy Catholic Church, I've been walking his line ever since.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of his search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
Jesus made them a kingdom. He's made us a kingdom and priests for our God. Jesus Christ established the Catholic Church as a kingdom based on a new and everlasting covenant central to the Holy Mass. The Catholic priest, by their very ordination, becomes a prince of the Church. This is why when one falls, it is such a terrible thing to happen, especially if they were dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Psalms 40:17 states, "The throne of your fathers, your sons will have. You shall make them princes through all the land." These princes of Our Lady are the same men identified in Revelation chapter 5:10, established for the kingdom. The following comes from a revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ to Mater Vogel. "I have seen this information before, but I was curious who Mater Vogel was. From what I learned, apparently this person was a woman, not a man. This was a revelation to me. Mutter Vogel had been identified as a German lady that died in 1956. She was a Third Order Franciscan who lived a life of holiness. There's a cause for her beatification that's been opened. St. Luke writes, Acts chapter 2:17, "It will come to pass in the last days, God says, that I will pour out a portion of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Indeed, upon my servants and my handmaids pour out a portion of my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy." Was Mutter Vogel a handmaid of the Lord? A handmaid of the Lord? We can trust that she loved the Lord in a deep, passionate way, and that Jesus gave her a private revelation concerning his priests. Here is her revelation. Criticism of priests. Our Lord's revelations to Mutter Vogel. One should never attack a priest, even when he is in error. Rather, one should pray and do penance, that I'll grant him my grace again. He alone fully represents me, even when he does not live after my example. And so that's according to Mutter Vogel. When a priest falls, we should extend him a helping hand through prayer and not through attacks. I myself will judge. That's what Jesus said. No one but I. Our Lord's revelations to Mutter Vogel. Whoever voices judgment over a priest has voiced it over me. Child, never let a priest be attacked. Take up his defense. Our Lord's revelations to Mutter Vogel. Child, never judge your confessor. Rather, pray much for him and offer every Thursday through the hands of my blessed mother Holy Communion for him. Our Lord's revelation to Mutter Vogel. Never again accept an out of the way word about a priest and speak no unkind word about them, even if it were true. Every priest is my vicar, and my heart will be sickened and insulted because of it. If you hear a judgment against a priest, pray a Hail Mary. That's what, according to the revelations to Mutter Vogel. If you see a priest who celebrates the Holy Mass unworthily, then say nothing about him. Rather, tell it to me alone. I stand beside him on the altar. Our Lord's revelations to Mutter Vogel. Oh, pray much for my priests, that they will love purity above all, that they will celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass with pure hands and heart. Certainly, the holy sacrifice is one and the same, even when it's celebrated by an unworthy priest, but the grace is called down upon the people is not the same. And again, that's reported our Lord's revelation to Mutter Vogel. Mary, Queen of the Clergy, pray for them. The above has a biblical base, especially when we watch how David dealt with King Saul. David would not attack personally the Lord's anointed, even though David could have killed Saul. Even though Saul was unjustly trying to kill David and was clearly wrong in the Lord's eyes. This can be very difficult, especially when a priest has molested a child. Oh, that is something that anyone who does such a thing must be punished according to the law. We should still pray for them. Our Lord calls for us to pray for the priest, and if someone does sin terribly, that is not good for the kingdom of God on earth, and Jesus will judge such a person. Matthew chapter 18, 6 through 10. I will say there is a difference judging what is right and what is wrong from condemning a person to hell. We should pray for our clergy. I remember Pope St. Clement who in about 97 AD wrote to the Corinthians, who were not only critical of priests, but were even deposing some of them. Problems we face today, they faced from the beginning. We have always had our Judas. The above revelations would be private revelation, which Catholics are not bound specifically. But the motive here is that we need to pray for our priests today. Keep them, I pray, dearest Lord, keep them, for they are yours, they are thine. Thy priests whose lives burn out before thy consecrated shrine. Keep them, for they are in the world, though from the world apart. When earthly pleasures tempt, allure, shelter them in thy heart. Keep them and comfort them in hours of loneliness and pain, when all their lives of sacrifice for souls seem but in vain. Keep them, and oh, remember, Lord, they have no one but you. Yet they have only human hearts with human frailty. Keep them as spotless as the host that daily they caress, their every thought and word and deed, deign, dearest Lord, to bless. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Donna Corey Gibson, name of Christie. Thank you. Novena prayer to the Sacred Heart. Oh my Jesus, you have said, truly I say to you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. Behold, I knock, I seek and I ask for the grace of conversion of loved ones who have fallen away. Oh my Jesus, you have said, truly I say to you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Behold, in your name I ask the Father for the grace of conversion for family members who have fallen away. O my Jesus, you have said, truly I say to you, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Encouraged by your infallible words, I now ask for the grace of conversion of loved ones who have fallen away. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, for whom it is impossible not to have compassion on the afflicted, have pity on us miserable sinners, and grant us the grace which we ask of you through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, your tender mother and ours. Hail Mary, or Hail Holy Queen, Mother of mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry for banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Saint Joseph, foster father of Jesus, terror of demons, pray for us. Saint Margaret Mary Alico, pray for us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.